Hi, I'm Nick from Catching Immortality.
As the prominence of artificial intelligence continues to rise in our society, so do the concerns about its implications. Addressing these fears requires a multifaceted approach combining careful design, transparent practices, robust regulation and thoughtful ethical guidelines. So I started to think, how can we overcome these concerns and explain it to those worried about the terror AI is going to reap on the way life is as we know it? From speaking to people and seeing various concerns and comments posted online in group chats and forums, we came up with some ideas about how these fears and concerns could be overcome. At Catching Immortality, we're really keen to see AI being used for good. Benefits of advanced AI or superintelligence can be harnessed by humans to exceed our current levels of intelligence, whether it be to rapidly process data, think quickly, and therefore help solve complex problems with speed and efficiency. As society moves towards an understanding that the reality is that AI is already upon us, we must be more supportive and open-minded about AI's potential, including its ability to provide insights on things such as complex biological systems, which will really increase and transform scientists' understanding of aging and disease treatments, cures, and which will ultimately lead to us all living healthier for longer and sticking around for our families. As a father of young kids, I feel empowered by the prospect of living longer with my family and close friends. I know this is hard to hear, but also if AI helps scientists understand more about diseases such as cancer, then we'll see less children suffering and less families torn apart. For those in the twilight years, it will also afford them more time to, say, be there for their grandkids, like 21st birthdays or weddings, or even to become great, great grandparents. So with this in mind, let's delve into some of the concerns over AI and how they can be overcome. There's a fear that AI could replace jobs currently done by humans, which could result in a massive job displacement and unemployment. While it's true AI may displace certain jobs, it can also create new ones. For example, jobs related to AI development, data analysis and maintenance are in demand. AI can also handle repetitive tasks, allowing humans to focus on more complex, creative and intellectually stimulating work. There are also fears our systems could be used in ways that are ethically problematic, such as autonomous weapons or surveillance systems, or even trained in biased data to make decisions. Many organisations are now considering ethical guidelines for AI use. These can help ensure that AI is used in a way that aligns with societal values. AI also has the potential to reduce human bias in decision-making if it is designed and used appropriately. Concerns about privacy are also common. Many AI systems require incredible amounts of data to function effectively, which often include personal data, and people may not want this data used in this way due to the risk that data may be mishandled or misused. However, AI can actually be designed to enhance privacy. AI is being used in cybersecurity systems to detect and respond to threats even more quickly than humans can, which often prevents breaches before they even happen. Concerns also exist that if AI becomes more prevalent in areas such as customer service or healthcare, the direct human interaction or like the personal touch could be lost. It can be argued that, however, AI will actually enable more human interaction by taking care of routine tasks. For example, in healthcare, AI could handle routine diagnostics, allowing doctors to actually spend more time interacting with their patients. There is fear that advancement in AI could result in further inequality between those who have access to AI technology or not. However, AI can also be a tool to fight inequality by providing personalised education resources to people who might not otherwise have access to quality education. Rapid development of AI also poses significant regulatory challenges. Governments and regulatory bodies may struggle to keep up with the pace of AI development, and outdated regulations may not adequately address the risks associated with AI. The rapid evolution of AI pushes for much needed reform in digital regulation, leading to broader benefits. Many believe that AI can be regulated effectively with a combination of government regulation, self-regulation, and international agreements. Therefore, strong relations, ethical guidelines, and tech designed to detect misuse, such as deep fake detectors, can mitigate these risks. Integrate artificial intelligence into our daily lives. It's paramount that we proactively address the concerns associated with its use. By focusing on aspects like transparent AI design, inclusive policy making, and continuous education, we can ensure the technology evolves in tandem with societal values and norms. The path to a future where AI is beneficial for all involves constant dialogue, rigorous regulation, and a shared commitment to ethical principles. It is through this collaborative approach that we can harness the transformative potential of AI whilst mitigating its risks and steering it towards the greater good of humanity. Hopefully this has you all feeling a bit more optimistic and excited about what AI can do to help us all live longer, happier, healthier lives together.
Oh yeah.
Feel free to check out our website for more information and articles on how we'll likely get there. Also some links to a few products on our homepage offered by some companies we partner with. We hope will help you in your pursuit of longevity. Some links are also in our descriptions below.
Thanks for that comprehensive rundown, Nick. Other ways you can help us to go on our website, www.catchingimmortality.com. Check out our Facebook page, have a look at our YouTube channel, and send us an email at info@catchingimmortality.com. Have a nice day.